This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you, top of the hour. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios, minus Greg. Greg's on assignment today. But we're here. We got Noel, other side of the glass, and we got you, and some fog outside, so be careful if you're around. And good morning, Georgia, to all the folks in Conley. A lot of people may not know where Conley is, but if you're down around the airport down at areas, you know, I know Newell knows where Conley is because it's kind of like Ellenwood. It's kind of right down in that area, right? Right down in kind of a little bit Clayton County, a little bit DeKalb, right in that little corner right there, right? You know?
Oh, it's another one of those areas, huh?
Yeah, Conley. So we
that
wanna,
means I probably driven all the way through.
Not even know. Mm-hmm. But it's right there. It's right there. You have to look for it, but it is there. So shout out to the people down that way. And shout out to everybody who, people who have to be out and working in this. In this fog that we experience around the area, be careful if you have to get out and drive around. Get out, be safe. If you're traveling around this morning, pack your patience a little bit. Maybe some delays with the weather the way it is on this weekend. Glad you're with us. And we can think warm thoughts, though, can't we? We can think warm thoughts because we know that the seasons are changing. The football is all done. The basketball is headed to the final month for the college basketball season before they head for tournament time and March Madness. And could baseball be much further behind? Not much further, because spring training has started, folks. Pitchers and catchers showed up this week, but a whole lot more showed up in the Braves spring training down in Florida. And joining us down the waitfor.com hotline, always great to catch up with Grant McCauley. He is our guy who has his eye on all things Major League Baseball, especially the Braves, and he joins us now. Grant, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Great to hear from you down that way. Hope your weather's a little bit better than what we got back here, man.
It's not bad down here, I'll say that. It's a little warmer than I expected. I was kind of joking a couple of days ago. It seemed like we were digging ourselves out of a little bit of snow up there in the Atlanta area, and now I'm down here and it's pushing 80 degrees, which let me just preface this by saying I'm not complaining. It's just a little bit different than it was.
Don't complain about that. You got the nice stuff down there.
I got the sunscreen on. We're ready to go.
All right. You've been there for a few days. The team, the pitchers and catchers showed up earlier in the week, along with a lot of the position players as well. What's the vibe you're feeling down there right now?
Yeah, really great vibe. And I think, if anything, and Braves fans who, you know, lived through 2024 the same way this club did, just wanted to see everyone come in and be healthy. And that's been kind of the big, you know, first, I think, impression of camp, is that this is a special group when healthy. And now they actually have a chance to go out there and do that again this year. Whereas 2024 seemed to be one thing after another, all the way through their brief stint in the playoffs, which was kind of a miracle they were even able to get there and check into that guest book. But You know, you've got Ronald Acuña Jr. who's talking about feeling 90, 95% ready to continue his work. We just got done talking to Spencer Strider, who is planning to pitch in spring training games and, you know, get back as soon as he can this year. Mindful, obviously, with a second major elbow surgery, but you can feel the optimism there. And when you talk to the veterans, the Chris Sales, the Austin Rileys, the Matt Olsons and the like, everybody recognizes that, hey, we don't have to come out here and say, hey, World Series are bust. We know the belief that we have in this club, and we know what we're capable of doing. We got to go out there and do it. So I think there's a renewed optimism that typically comes with spring training, but maybe a little bit more so for this Braves team this year, considering what they went through a year ago.
Great to be talking with Grant McCauley this morning, a host of From the Diamond here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and he is social. You can always find him at Grant McCauley, all lowercase, at Grant McCauley for the latest with the Braves. Ronald Acuña Jr. said, we got the best outfield in baseball.
Yeah.
People say, maybe you want to tap the brakes on that, but thoughts about what the potential of the outfield this year?
I mean, I don't think he's wrong. You start to look around and figure it out. You know, maybe in these great outfields, you've got a couple of guys that you feel really solid about. Maybe one of them's an MVP candidate. Who knows? But that's really what the Braves have, is I think a dynamic outfield with a MVP candidate who's on the mend, who feels like, and let's just talk about that for a moment with Ronald, he feels like he's so much more stable. His words, with his knee and everything he's doing on this ACL surgery, than he was in the first one. And obviously he's able to kind of draw from that experience to inform him on how to rehab and where he is and how hard to push it and all of those things. But I do feel like he's ahead of where he was a couple of years ago. So you put the MVP candidate there, you're going to get him back at some point. You know what kind of player he's capable of being. In center field, I've said this for a couple of years now, but I'll go on record again. I think it could just be the breakout season for Michael Harris II. He's one of the best center fielders in baseball, bar none. Defensively, he raises the bar, and I think there's another level for him at the plate that's going to come with experience and come with, you know, the just continued hard work that he's put in over his young career. And then you add an all-star left fielder in Jurickson Profar. So you start to look at all of it. You got a switch hitting left fielder who can bat anywhere in the lineup, who was, again, an all-star a year ago, once the top prospect in all of baseball for a number of years, a great dynamic gold glove style center fielder, and an MVP in right field. So when I put it all together, Sam, it sounds like to me the makings of perhaps the best outfield in baseball. So I'm not going to throw a flag on what Ronald Acuña Jr. said. I think it's pretty spot on. They just got to go out there and do it. And that's what Jurickson Profar was saying as well. Yeah, the capability's there. Now we got to go out there and do it. But that might kind of be the story of the entire 2025 Braves team. They know what they can be. Now it's about going out there and proving it.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time with Grant McCauley. He is there with Braves spring training. And we used to talk about this outfield, and we talk about their potential offensively. But also, to me, defense is the biggest part of this, and that's what gives the confidence to your pitching staff. And that's what we want to get to now. This starting rotation is still taking shape. Who do you think our four to five people may be when these guys break camp and have to start the season? We know Strider won't be able to be among them, or will he?
Not for opening day, but, I mean, he is obviously eyeing, you know, getting back as soon as he can. So you look at three spots that I think you feel very confident about in Chris Sale, the National League Cy Young Award winner, the all-star Reynaldo Lopez, who I've had a chance to speak to as well, and Spencer Schwellenbach, who I talked to this morning. All of these guys, you know, give you that, I think, great basis for this rotation, awaiting Spencer Strider to become the fourth. It gets interesting after that, but I think that there may be a little bit more quality and quantity than people are realizing. Ian Anderson could be quite a redemption story if he's able to take that fifth spot. He is out of options, so the Braves have to make a choice. They can't send him to the minor leagues again. Either he breaks camp with the team and gets that opportunity, or it might be his swan song in a Braves uniform. But Bryce Elder, an all-star a couple of years ago, has been through a lot. He's still in that picture, but you've got some young guns that I would keep an eye on, whether it's A.J. Smith-Shawver or Hurston Waldrop. You know, these are the makings of what will be that fourth and fifth spot in the early going, and then you get Strider back. And the Braves, I know they had a lot of moving parts in the rotation a year ago. They didn't have Spencer Strider, and their rotation had the best ERA in baseball. They don't have Max Fried. They don't have Charlie Morton. And I think those losses are going to be, you know, felt both in the clubhouse and obviously on the mound. But they have, I feel like, the requisite staff that you need to feel confident about what they can do this year. It's all going to be predicated on health. There's really no two ways about that. We learned that lesson time and again last year. But from a personnel standpoint, I think the Braves feel strong about where they are, and we'll see if guys are able to go out there and post and Spencer Strider is able to come back and make an impact.
You talk about health, and I have to start with the guy that's best behind the plate. I mean, my goodness, you know, Sean Murphy had his health issues last year. We know when he's healthy, what he's capable of doing, and one of the top-flight defensive catchers in baseball. And talk about him and who we might see. Will there be a competition for the backup spot there?
I think that of all the guys that we've talked to and talked about here in spring training in the early going, Sean Murphy's name has come up time and again as that one guy who really had kind of the lost season. I mean, he comes in, he does all the work to get ready, goes through all of spring training, and then in the sixth inning of opening day, strains his oblique, misses 2 months. I mean, Sean himself said, I just felt like my swing was just never quite right. And it wasn't a health thing. It was a mechanical thing. But when you hit pause in the middle of a baseball season for 2 months, I don't care who you are, there are going to be some challenges that come with that. And I think Sean was feeling that a lot. And he is a rhythm player. And he's a workhorse-style catcher. He's somebody that wants to be behind the plate. And that was the plan a year ago. Brian Snitker and Alex Anthopoulos both made no secret about, hey, we want Sean Murphy to catch 125, 130 games. Do the math. Travis d'Arnaud played a lot more than 35 or 40 games a year ago. So that plan changing was one of the many hurdles for the Braves, but nobody felt it more than Sean Murphy did. So I think he feels, again, like the new opportunities out there in front of him. He's healthy. He's ready to go put in the work. And the Braves are going to be relying on him to help lead this staff because no Travis d'Arnaud is another absence that Atlanta's going to have to kind of recognize and work through. As far as the backup is concerned, I think Chadwick Tromp has the inside track on that job, but a lot of eyes are going to be on Drake Baldwin, the Braves' number one position player prospect, their young catcher. He was in the Futures game last year. He had a very good showing in international ball over the course of the winter. So if he's able to make an impression in spring training, maybe we see him at some point in 2025, though I will stipulate if we see a lot of Drake Baldwin behind the plate this year, something's gone wrong, and we don't want that to be the case because you need a healthy Sean Murphy.
He is the host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us. Grant, before I let you go, anybody else we should listen out for? Maybe someone who's been an invitee to the big league camp just to see what he can do, someone that may be there with some big league experience and can show themselves this spring and end up on this opening day roster.
Well, actually, I need to kind of clear up an oversight. We're talking about the starting rotation. Grant Holmes is a guy that we saw last year who really served in a variety of roles. He came up as kind of a long reliever, spot starter, and by the time the season had wound up, he had really made an impression, and they're going to give him that opportunity to start as well. So when you do think about that starting four without Spencer Strider, I think Grant Holmes has really got, and again, to use that term, the inside track on one of those jobs. Then the Ian Andersons, A.J. Smith-Shawvers, Hurston Waldrops, Bryce Elders, whoever it may be, you're going to use them all. I do feel like that. You go through this depth over the course of the year. So keeping an eye on all of those starting candidates to see who really pops this spring training is going to be big. One of the guys that I did see in camp, though, from a non-roster invite side of things is Chasen Shreve. He came up with the Braves in 2014. He's a lefty with 11 years in the big leagues. He would be a guy that, as you look to round out this bullpen, maybe could factor in to their math with no A.J. Minter, with no Joe Jimenez. That's going to be an adjustment for the Braves as well. Yes, you have Dylan Lee. Yes, you have Aaron Bummer, but I don't think you can have too many good lefty relievers. Angel Perdomo is another guy to keep an eye on. Big strikeout numbers with Pittsburgh. Rehab from Tommy John last year. Braves have got to make a decision on him in camp this year. And Deisbel Hernandez, the Braves have had him up the last couple of years. Could he be somebody that really just takes a huge step forward in this bullpen? That would go a long way for the Braves, especially with Jimenez out for what could be the majority of 2025. So lots of names, maybe not a whole lot of open spots, but the pitching staff, it'll have to come into focus, and we're going to see what happens with games starting, what, a week from today. As far as Grapefruit League action is concerned, it's right around the corner.
And you didn't spoil those 80-degree temperatures in the sun down there, Grant.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I'm going to have to trade those in for, I'm assuming, some cooler weather when I come back north to Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, it was a little bit cooler up here, but great stuff down that way. Sounds like a great start to spring training. We can't wait. It's going to be a big season, all-star game coming to town, but we want to see the Braves in first place as well, man. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Sam. I always appreciate it. Great talking to you.
All right. He's the host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us. And once again, if you want to follow him, he is social. Follow him at Grant McCauley, all lowercase. All right, folks. Coming back, we're going to get into some Falcons talk. Of course, coming up in the next hour, Dave Archer is going to join us. We're going to really do a deep dive into Falcons and some NFL. That's coming up, as well as cast and call a little bit. We'll talk a little NASCAR, too. They're going to get ready to fire the engines tomorrow for the Great American Race. That when you stay with us on this Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you this Saturday morning. Greg is on assignment, so he's not here with me now. And we got Noel other side of the glass, but we're holding you down, right? Saturday morning, working our way up to 11:50. 11:50, we're done, and MLS will take over As we will have Atlanta United. Atlanta United playing their preseason contest against Dallas today, 11:50. Jason Longshore and Jarrett Smith going to be here with that for you at 11:50. After that, we're going to have basketball for you, college basketball. And if anybody said Alabama and Auburn, oh, yeah, the Iron Bowl. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a big football game. No, folks, it's basketball. Number one against number two. Southeastern Conference is a big time in this, on a big stage for college basketball this season, all season long, really. But especially today, when the top two teams are from the same conference and from the same state. And that is happening. If you can't get in front of a television set, as Greg loves to say, we have the game for you here. We have the coverage for you here. Pre-game at 3:45, tip at 4 o'clock. That is Alabama and Auburn. And then, of course, later on tonight, we have more basketball from the Southeastern Conference. Got Kentucky against Texas. Pre-game at 7:45, tip at 8 o'clock. My goodness, all that is the possibilities with the Southeastern Conference. And Tim Scarborough was here earlier in our program today and talked about the possibility of 13 to 14 teams from the Southeastern Conference making it into the tournament.
That's a lot of teams. That's almost unheard of.
You know, that is unheard of. They have that many teams make the tournament. But when you look at the strength of schedule and the way things are shaking out, you say, well, okay, we get it. You know, we get it. The Southeastern Conference is where the great college basketball is this season, and it will be on display big time today. All right, but we want to talk some Falcons because there's a lot going on with this team. And now that all the football has been played, we get into this thing of reconfiguring this roster and who's going to be here and who's going and then that type thing. Combines, who are we going to keep an eye on? What is the priority? We talked about we only got five picks here. We got to make them count. What to do with a quarterback that we think is leaving town, but he's still under contract. He's still here. And if he's comfortable in the backup role, he may be that. I don't think so, but I don't think he'll be here. But I don't know. A lot of people think as far as Kirk Cousins goes. Noel, you joining in with this. My goodness. Kirk Cousins the last week, obviously, you know, saying that he was actually injured, set off a lot of things. And, you know, and the relationship between fans and teams has a lot to do with trust. It's kind of like relationship with people or your coworkers or people that you spend a lot of time with or make an investment with, you know, a personal investment. And so here's someone letting you know they were injured. You wonder why the team took a nosedive and their performance dropped off. And here it is. But so long after the fact. And so people want to know, when did he know? Who else knew? But the fact that he let that out, it's kind of consistent, right? Because it's him letting the cat out of the bag before he even played the first game here that causes to lose a draft pick, Noel.
Yeah, it's just
loose lips sink ships and lose draft picks.
Yeah, but I think the second go round he was trying to ship a sink on purpose. Sink a ship on purpose. I don't know. It sounds like the Falcons are comfortable with him playing backup. Like, if you think you're going to have to pay a backup $6 to $8 million for a season anyway, you might just eat the extra two and make him sit back there. It sounds like Kirk Cousins is trying to force his way out of town. So it looks like we have a tug of war with whether or not he will be the backup quarterback or not. And that's the most interesting part. Who is going to win this tug of war battle?
What destination might there be for him? Well, some people say what the Jets. Some people have said Cleveland.
Yeah, I keep hearing Jets, Cleveland. I heard somebody throw out. I seen a couple YouTube channels throwing out Miami.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought that one was interesting. They threw out Miami for Rodgers too. So I also thought that was it. And that's the other thing. You're in another market where Rodgers and Cousins are competing to be that veteran out on the market again.
It's true.
So that's going to be another thing to affect it. Like, which one are teams more likely to want? Is it Rodgers or is it going to be a Cousins? So which one is going to be easier to acquire? Is it going to be a Rodgers or Cousins? Which one's going to fit better in your locker room? But I think the thing with Cousins and the loose lips that really gets you in this town is that you don't expect it to be a guy like Cousins. It was so unassuming.
Right.
Like, if it was like an Aaron Rodgers or Terrell Owens or whatever, like, you would expect scorched earth type of response to whatever you thought was an injustice to you. But for it to be unassuming, cute, smiley Kirk Cousins was like, you got to be kidding me.
He's been the good neighbor.
Right. He's, like, I ain't seen this coming.
Right, you know. That's what has got a lot of people off guard. And also, you know, ruffle some feathers as well. So some people are saying that that's what he wants to do to try to smoothly, you know, grease the skids to slide his way out of town. Let him slide. But we'll see, because once you, like you said, Noel, once he goes, you're going to have a good backup, a good reliable, because you still want someone there to mentor and be that voice in the ear for Michael Penix Jr. That, to me, that's a crucial, really a very important role, to have someone who's ready to, who's accomplished some things in the league and is ready to take on that role.
100%, yeah, and I think the most important part is making sure that that person understands that role. Because I think that's the hardest part about finding these backup veteran quarterbacks, is it has to be a veteran that understands where they are in their career and want to be that. Like, it needs to be like a Joe Flacco or something.
Okay.
That understands what it's like to be the starter, but also understand that that's not them anymore. Like, that their goal is to, you know, be on the team and get that camaraderie that I'm sure you still want and still be able to play, but also help this kid be all that they can be, or help sew up some of the holes in their game for their development or future. And when you try to force quarterbacks in those situations, it's just always advantageous. Like, that's kind of what we saw here with Mariota and Ridder, right?
Right.
He tried to force Mariota into that backup role, and he said, okay, well, I'm just going to take my ball and go home. My knee hurts.
Yeah.
Right? Like this isn't a new thing here. Like, oh, my knee hurts. I don't like the way y'all doing me, so I'm leaving, or I'm going to, quote-unquote, expose you or what you had going on or whatever the situation is, because I don't like what the situation is now. And so, yeah, you got to find that guy that really wants to be back there. Can we get Joe? Joe, you busy? Are you staying in Cleveland? You leaving? Are you? Because Cleveland feels like that was one of their biggest mistakes, was not just handing it over to Joe and eating the money to Watson and moving on. Yeah, they feel like in hindsight that was a mistake.
Yeah, because boy, they're never going to get their money's worth out of that deal, unfortunately. And unfortunately. All right, speaking of people getting a deal out of Kyle Pitts, you know, what do we make of him? Do you feel like the deal with Penix, you want to really want to see if that's a change? Having Penix as quarterback could be something that gets Kyle Pitts to be play like the rookie season Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, me, I'm rolling this dice one more time. I'm giving this one more shot, give him a full season with Penix, and a full season with Penix, and maybe we can find the problems that were in the playbook that didn't allow him to be as active or influential on the field as we know that he can be. Because I feel like we've seen the best and worst of Penix, right? Of Pitts, right? We've seen him completely disappear, and we've seen him completely dominate. We saw that this year. National Tight End Day, he was amazing.
Right.
It was like three or four other games. He was like amazing. And then the rest of them, it was like, is he there? Or maybe you kind of sacrificed a lot of his play for Charlie Warner or whatever. Maybe you can figure that out in the offseason. But me, I'm giving that one more shot. Now, the Falcons could decide that that's not worth doing. And those five picks we have could be a part of that equation, right? Like, we only got five picks. What if we try to move off of Kyle Pitts and maybe pick up a pick or two in this draft and move on that way? That's also an option, in my opinion. But me, I'm giving it one more shot.
All right, we're going to do that. Now, as for players that we need to bring in, and I know there's some free agents we're probably going to be watching as well, but mostly you want to do your due diligence with the draft. You got the combine coming up. You got the pro days coming up. And I looked at a couple of mock drafts. I had one couple on CBS that I was looking at on CBS.com, and they both have the Falcons taking Jalen Walker, an edge from Georgia, which I guess would make a whole lot of people smile, because for some reason we've had our problems with the guys from Georgia. Also, you just mentioned Charlie Warner, who is from Georgia. But thoughts about that, if that person is available at the 15th? Seem like people are going to take him off the board before Malachi Starks. Don't see Malachi Starks maybe a pick or two ahead of him. I think he might be the first Georgia player to go. But he will definitely fulfill a need at edge. But do you want to go through the draft for the edge, or do you want to still try free agency again? We tried it last season, and not the kind of success we wanted.
I'm going to sound crazy, but maybe you do exactly what you did with the quarterback and do both. Like, this is a position you've been trying to fix. Not even this regime, just this franchise as a whole has been trying to solidify this particular position for decades at this point. So maybe you throw everything at the wall, especially this year when they say there's so much D-line talent coming out this year. Maybe you hedge your bets and get you a guy for the future right now, and you get you somebody that can kind of help that guy along right now on the other side of him, like a Judon, but hopefully they produce more than we got out of Judon. But me, I feel like whoever is the top, whoever they feel like is the number one defensive player on their board at that spot when they get to it, just take them. Because you need somebody at every level. You need a DN, you need a tackle, you need a safety, you need a corner, you need a linebacker.
Like, what do you think? We got linebackers. We just need the linebackers to stay healthy.
Well, that and
you know?
Well, you're not wrong, because we didn't get to see this whole core play together. So we don't know if it was the issues were just missing pieces, them not being able to play as a whole, them not playing as a whole long enough to really have that chemistry to know what you do. Because your best linebacker corps, right, that we've seen like in Carolina and San Francisco or whatever, like you have this two or three tandem of players. We saw it in with the Vikings and with Seattle that just kind of can have this instinct of what each of them are going to do and where they're going to be and where the other needs to be to really make these plays. And we didn't get to see that build this year due to injuries, to your point. Troy Anderson missed games. And then when he didn't miss games, you didn't have Ellis. And then when he didn't miss games, you didn't have, you know, it was just on and on. So, yeah, I there were games when I felt like, do we have linebackers? And there were games where particular linebackers were just everywhere doing everything. So, to your point, yeah, it may be more not having all of them to fit the scheme together than the scheme itself.
Yep. You will watch to see, you know, what happens, getting the most out of our pieces. What about on special teams? Are we okay with kicker? Not say we're going to draft one, but are we okay with that? Is that something we're going to have to bring somebody into camp to have a real legitimate competition this time?
You're probably bringing somebody in just to, in my opinion, you're going to bring somebody in just to be a franchise that is ahead of the curve and try to, like, solve problems. Like, you don't want to wait till we get in season and three games in or whatever to go, okay, maybe we should have brought somebody in. And now your kicker pool is lessened, right? So if you're going to do that, you need to do that at camp. Get somebody in here to really compete with him. Young Waco is probably, if healthy, he's probably going to win the kicking battle. But let's get somebody in here and see. There's nothing wrong with competition and pushing some guys.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see. Nothing wrong with competition. That's what we're going to watch for on things as we count down to the combine, to the pro days, and the draft. Before you know it, folks, they'll be back out in the field, right? You have your rookie camp, you have your mini camp, and your OTAs. You know, it won't be that long before they'll be back on the field. But right now, you need a little rest. We're going to let these guys, you know, go and relax and spend some time on the beach a little bit and recover before we get them back out on the field and get ready to play. You know, I always get ready to talk some Falcons. We're going to talk more next hour because David Archer is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour to talk more Falcons football. But up next, and we're going to say, you know, Greg's not here, but we might do a little casting call. We'll find out if he's got something in there that's something to drive people toward. There's some opportunities around the area. And also, they're firing the engines down at Daytona right now. They got a little rain delay down there, but there's a delay in qualifying for the Xfinity Series race. We're going to talk NASCAR, too, when you join us, all right, on this Saturday morning. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on this Saturday morning, minus Greg, who's on assignment. But glad that you're with me this morning. It's been a little foggy. Maybe that fog is going to start to burn off a little bit. But rain is lurking in the forecast both tonight and some tomorrow. So be careful if you got to get out and move around today. But glad you're spending some time with us this morning. And as always at this time in the show, usually Greg will do something called the casting call. But in his absence, we're going to try to do a little bit of this and let you know about where there's some money can be made in the productions that are going on in and around the metro Atlanta area. If you want to be an extra, or if you have a talent or a skill that can be used on a set, there is room for you to be involved in the lucrative business around productions, theater, the productions of TV or movies that are going on. Let's see, CAB, Cap Casting, hit TV series, a restaurant scene. They're seeking males and females, all ethnicities, for various roles, ages 18 to 70 years old, And those are the things. It films coming up next week, Tuesday, the 18th, all ethnicities. So you want to do this. It's a waitress, bartender scene, waitresses, if available. You got to have email the information below. But that is to Cab Casting. Let's see. Also got some extras at Cab Casting, once again, for a restaurant. Put that in the subject line or put waitress or bartender in the subject line. And that's for B-I-B extras at cabcasting.com. And that's what you fill in there if you're going to do that. Include your regular information, of course. They're going to have to fit you. I think they want your sizes for your shirt, pants, jacket. They're going to give you something to wear, you know, unless you have something yourself that does that. Also, we want some information on your automobile that is for that particular role. Rose Lock Casting has scar issue. That's, what, again, the title here. Looking for kids and young people, multiple needs. Men, female, all ethnicities to portray kids 6 to 9 years old. So remember now, as Greg always reminds people, if you're getting young people that age, they must have the certificate number from the Georgia Department of Labor in order to be on a set and be part of those productions. I know I always say, put them kids to work. Make them go make their own money. That's the other thing. Skateboarders, 18 years and 19 years. Young professionals with laptops, 18 plus. Bike riders. And it's going to be filming February 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's a two-day call, okay? So you're going to do that. That's you go to roselockcasting.com and see those for that particular issue. Well, they're looking for a lot for this series or show, whatever it's called here. For a scar issue, they're looking for gym rats. They're looking for baseball fans. You're going to get a chance to sit and just watch, you know, someone play a baseball game. How easy can that be, right? You're going to sit there and they're going to, you know, they're going to, you know, pay you. If you're there long enough, they're probably going to feed you.
Yeah, so get you a hot dog and some popcorn. And
you know what I mean?
And get your SAG card. That sounds like a good deal to me.
That's a good deal. That's coming up for this show. It's called Scar Issue. Looking for students. They're looking for townspeople. Just go to extras at roselockcasting.com. Extras at roselockcasting.com. They're looking for everybody. Then Hilton Casting, looking for our home folks. The Miss Pat Show. Miss Pat, why are you laughing about Miss Pat? Miss Pat Show, looking for stand-ins and then background folks for her show. And that is in March. That's coming up next month. So you get ready, March 2025. Seeking experienced people to be stand-ins of any ethnicity, all ages, and then seeking people to be background extras on her show. I don't know if you're going to be sitting at a restaurant table, if you're walking across, I don't know what you're going to be doing. But that's it. You want to go to HiltonCasting.com/background actors and be in for that. Don't forget the film industry has voiceover info as well, behind-the-scenes work, film and TV industry jobs. Go to www.georgia.org, you know, and be in on some of these productions that are going on. Bill Sellers doing things as far as voiceover work. I really got to, you know, get on myself, Noel, because you and I both should be doing some voiceover work. We got voices to do some of this thing. We can throw our hat in the ring, and who knows?
Really should. I was just sitting over here thinking that myself, like, voiceover work.
You know, there are a lot of people who are doing it and getting a chance to do it here in the area. And also, you want to find out more from Greg, you want to be in touch with him personally, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. That is greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. You can follow him on Twitter or X, whichever you're calling it in the last month, at getcast with Greg. And he'll probably be putting a new casting call up maybe sometime over the weekend. But, you know, be on the lookout and be on the watch out for that. All right. Tomorrow morning, Adam Alexander is going to join us. And we found out last time Adam was on with us all the different places we're going to find him this year because, you know, NASCAR is like branching out, getting into this streaming thing, and they are everywhere, and not just on Fox and on NBC. And so he's a little bit everywhere. Prime, he's going to be on CW today, should be on CW. And then at the midseason when they have the race that's going to take place, the midseason tournament, that will be on TNT. He's going to be a part of that. So there are different places to watch for Adam, and he will join us tomorrow morning and give us his thoughts about what we may watch down at Daytona coming up tomorrow in the Daytona 500. It's been an interesting week down there so far. A lot of backstories down there. I think people are going to, you know, you tune into the race. It's a big event, right? It's the big event. You know, NASCAR is the one sport where you play your biggest have your biggest event from the start. You know, like everybody else, you have to work your way up to this big event. No, they do it right from the very beginning. And they do it at a place where you don't know who's going to win because of who starts up front. I mean, they're going to start this race tomorrow, and Chase Briscoe has the pole driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. He is on the pole. Austin Cindric starts second outside of that row. He won one of the dual races. Bubba Wallace won the other dual series race. He's going to start third tomorrow. Just because those guys are starting up front does not mean they're going to win this race. And that's the thing. You know, talked with some people this week, read some things. But the last time somebody started from the front row in the number one spot and won the Daytona 500, I think was 2000. It's been that long since somebody started on the pole and won the Daytona 500. It simply does. Not saying it can't happen.
That's a long time ago. I see what you're saying. It's right. Not impossible, but it's improbable.
It's not probable, Noel. You know, you would think starting up front, but because of the type of racing you do, the drafting, the speeds, and there's always that one person that gets out of line and about 12 cars get taken. You know, always.
What do they call it in Ricky Bobby? The shake and bake?
Yeah. Yeah, right? You always have that down there at that particular track. So you know who's going to win. You know, you got to be good, but you got to be a little bit lucky, too, and have some breaks in order to give yourself a chance to win the Daytona 500. But whoever wins it, that's a title that goes with you forever. It's like winning the Masters or something, you know, to win this particular race. So as we watch, Joey Logano is your defending Cup Series champion. He will start 10th tomorrow. Chase Elliott, who won the Clash up at Bowman Gray Stadium in North Carolina a couple of weeks ago, will start 17th. There's some other great stories here. Justin Allgaier is driving for Junior Motorsports. Dale Earnhardt Jr. entered the car in as a car owner, he and his sister, and they made it into the race field, and the guy just broke down and cried. Mm-hmm. And you would think he had won, right? But he just made it into the field for the first time as a car owner. And you know the attachment for him and that track. Obviously, mm-hmm. He lost his dad there. And so, obviously, he's feeling a lot of emotion because you have to remember at the time his father passed, he had a racing team. And yeah. He was out there kind of, you know, kind of blocking for the guys with his car, with driving his car. So I'm sure he was thinking and reflecting a little bit on that as well. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a car owner successfully into the field for the Daytona 500 with Justin Allgaier. They're going to start 19th tomorrow. Now, starting all the way back in the very back is Helio Castroneves. Here's a guy who's won Indianapolis 500. He's going to come over and drive NASCAR this year. He's starting from the back of the field. But he makes the race. And who else is back in the back there? Jimmy Johnson. You know, a Hall of Famer. He's out there because he's kind of like, you know what I think Jimmy Johnson driving right now, all he's accomplished, and I don't think he's a threat to win by any means, but he's still competing. It's kind of like Jordan when he played
for the Wizards.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, what can I do to make people pay attention to this racing team I'm with now?
And that's exactly what Jordan was doing. All right, anybody watching the Wizards, give me a jersey.
Yep, let me get out. Let me get back out here.
Nike, give me some white and blue shoes. Let me try to.
Right.
Look, but you know what, though? I had a five-game Hawks pack. That was baby's first Hawks package, and we saw the Wizards.
How about that?
I got to see Michael Jordan play a hot fifth for 14 and a half minutes.
And that was the thing, right? You know, he came back for that purpose. So I really think that's what Jimmy Johnson is doing. And he's starting beside Martin Truex Jr., you know, who basically retired at the end of last season. We figured we'd still see him show up in some races. So he's got a different ride, and he's qualified for the race as well. But mention Jordan. You know, obviously he's the owner of the 2311 racing team along with Denny Hamlin, and that's the one with Bubba Wallace. Bubba wins the qualifying race, the dual race, and has this massive trophy that he get. And Jordan wasn't expecting it. And so he went and presented it to him. He says, whoa, we get one of them. You know, and Jordan was totally surprised. He did not know that, you know, for winning one of the dual races, it's a pretty nice, pretty handsome piece of hardware you get for that. And Bubba Wallace brought it in, and they were having a little celebration afterwards, and he presented it to him. Jordan, generally, I mean, to me, to see his reaction when his teams have an accomplishment, you know, is so genuine. And you can tell this competitive fire is there. But unlike when he played basketball, he's got no control.
Yeah, it's something brand new. But you know who I, because I'm a novice here, you know who I just realized was in the racing world?
Was that?
That has to be used to that feeling? Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
He's on the opposite side of it. Like, I've never been in control of what happens on the field or on the track. I've always been in a, all right, well, you guys try to execute the game plan. I'm going to sit here and see what happens kind of situation. Like, I've never been able to have the ball in my hands and go make it happen.
Right, but right.
That's somebody else that's seeing a lot of success. And I think you may see that more, like athletes or coaches that are maybe like disillusioned with the game they were in. Like, you know, they've hit all the milestones and they've kind of done with it and they're looking for something else to put that same competitive fire back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking like racing is
It's not unusual to see. It's not unusual to see that. We know that Emmitt Smith has been involved. Brad Daugherty is involved with one of the teams. Floyd Mayweather has dabbled into it from time to time. And
Alvin Kamara at some point will get more involved.
I think he will. Right now, Alvin Kamara's role is like he's bringing young people to the track.
That's exactly what he's doing.
He's bringing young people to the track, and he's bringing some of his friends from the NFL with him. Mm-hmm. I know last time we saw him at AMS, he had a group of young people and had several former NFL players, well, current NFL players. He's wanting them to come and check it out. We saw Marcus Allen down there that same day.
Hey!
So, I mean, you got a lot of people that are checking it out, sizing it up, seeing where a way to get in, at which series they do, but that's the thing that NASCAR has going on. One thing that did happen last night, though, Pitbull had been a partner with the Trackhouse Racing team, and that's Daniel Suarez, who won here in Atlanta last spring. Yesterday decided to pull out his membership immediately. So he's not affiliated with Trackhouse Racing. The reason not given. Maybe he'll give that reason tomorrow, but he is still set to perform the pre-race concert at Daytona tomorrow. So Pitbull is pulled out of Trackhouse Racing, but he is still going to entertain and do his concert before the race tomorrow. A little bit, maybe Adam Alexander might have a little something for us on that when he joins us tomorrow morning at 8:20 as we get set for more NASCAR talk. So make sure and join us for that coming up tomorrow. All right, we're headed for the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk about this All-Star weekend. And are you watching it or not? Do you watch All-Star games? Are they obsolete? You can give us a call. You want to talk about that, 404-726-0929. Are All-Star games passe, or do you still watch them? That is coming up next. It's Sam, this side of the glass. It's Noel, other side of the glass, while Greg is on assignment on this Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.